Ministers, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, today we meet to discuss our continuing commitment to a stable, secure and sovereign Afghanistan. By the middle of this year, we will see the Afghan security forces taking the lead for security across the country. Much work remains to be done, but at that point, we still have another year and a half with the ISAF forces operating in a combat and training role, but in full support of our Afghan partners. When our combat mission is completed at the end of 2014, the international community will not walk away. At Chicago, we decided that we will support the Afghan security forces with funding and a new NATO mission after 2014 to train, advise and assist. And international donors have made clear commitments to sustain Afghanistan. The government of Afghanistan has made commitments to hold credible elections, to fight corruption and improve good governance, to uphold the Constitution, especially human rights, including, of course, women's rights, and enforce the rule of law. The continued efforts of the government of Afghanistan will pave the way for our continued support for years to come. We share the same goal, a stable, peaceful and prosperous Afghanistan, and we remain dedicated to help the Afghans make that a reality. And with that, I would like to thank the press for joining us.